I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's Saturday. It's 11 o'clock Eastern, and it means it's time to hear from the public. We are coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. If you don't have True TV, you know what you need to do. The hoop tournaments, NHL, NBA, UFC from Australia today, and coming soon to a ballpark near you, real Major League Baseball. And we can't forget what Vicky says, so don't forget about the movies. This week she watched Inglourious Basterds with her brother. Pretty good movie. Anyway, go to WatchEveryGame.com. I am Second Half Chaz with Steve on the board. Johnny D has taken the time to come in and chat.
Hey, I'm taking a break in between basketball games. I just want to say March Madness is in full swing. The NCAA has taken this madness level to the highest level I've ever seen. I mean, we've had the biggest opening round upsets I've ever seen. Lumberjacks of Stephen F. Austin over West Virginia. Arkansas Little Rock knocking off Purdue. Yale Bulldogs over Baylor.
And, the dogs are out!
Okay.
The dogs are out!
And this last one, Middle Tennessee State, the Blue Raiders shacking Michigan State. Later in the show, I found a support group website to give out for all of Michigan State Spartans fans to join me. They busted my damn bracket.
Stay away from the ledge.
Blue Raiders? You kidding me?
Oh, man.
So over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. And, of course, we want to know what the public is thinking. So, listen, remember, Twitter, at SB Weekly. Tom Vasco, who's already got some winners put up there. I know he's got Yale on the money line. There will be blood, Johnny, in the streets in the town of New Haven. We want to know what the public's thinking. Give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, Sports Betting Weekly Facebook page is a great place to post your opinions. Remember, here's how it works, guys. It's an opinion, and then it becomes a winner. And on this show, Johnny, these guys give out a lot of winners.
Hey, I've got a few for you right now, whenever you're ready.
Let's start with Hector. Hector likes to call it early because I know he's got a busy day. Hector, we were at Striders, but we had some cell phone issues, I guess, huh?
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to go see if that controversy, the Revenant not winning Best Picture, was deserved. I went to go see Spotlight. Holy moly, man, that is one hell of a picture.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It was the second choice, too, in the betting lines for this year's Oscars. So let's talk about some basketball. You know, Hector, you're our first caller, so we're going to remind everybody, you've just seen these teams. Everybody that's playing today played Thursday. So next Thursday, Hector, the show's going to actually be in Anaheim. We're going to be at the Honda Center?
Yeah.
You're at the Honda Center for those two games. So we're looking forward to this weekend because we get to see who we're going to see. And, of course, in the West, the top four seeds are still alive. Who did you see on Thursday or Friday that you're going to make money on today or tomorrow?
Oh, man, I'm liking Kentucky, guys. I mean, I'm a big fan of Indiana because of the history and all the reputation that they have. Even they maybe made a movie out of them. But Kentucky's playing right perfect at the perfect time right now. They're peaking, and their offensive play is just magnificent. I think efficiency-wise, they're like 60% field goals. So this week, I'm liking Kentucky -5 against Indiana.
Good pick. Rack them.
No, they are. They've covered 7 of 8. And they've been over in 5 of 6. So exactly what Hector's saying. Hector, that's a two-team parlay waiting to happen.
I know, exactly. Even with all the upsets and stuff, I haven't missed all the buzzer beaters. Last night I went to bed like at midnight watching all the replays on ESPN. But, yeah, I'm looking Kentucky all the way, guys.
Yeah, there really was. There was that little period I was going back and forth where that one shot didn't count and the one shot did. And it all happened like within 15 seconds or something, you know?
Yeah, that was brutal. Okay, guys, thanks for taking my
have
call.
A great day.
Take care, man.
Later.
Johnny D.
Oh, man, these games are so great. You know, we have a couple of games, tip-off at 9 o'clock on a few games.
Yeah, there's an NIT. NIT starts at 9, Wagner at Creighton. So all you Creighton alum, get your wallets out.
Yeah.
And then 9-10 is the first tournament game.
And it's one of the best games of the day, too. Wichita State is playing Miami, which got by Buffalo by 7.
Yeah. I told Tom Vasco they shocked.
Yeah. So and then we have Wagner at Creighton. Is that another game?
That's the NAT game. Yeah.
Okay. At 9 o'clock.
It's on the sheet, so I looked at it.
Yeah. I got one thing I want to mention to everybody. I'll just say I had Michigan State busted my bracket, but ESPN announced that there are only 6 brackets out of 13 million left with a chance to be perfect. 6 out of 13 million. And they're doing a second chance for everybody. Sweet 16 contest. You can get in on if your bracket's busted. So check in with our friends
at ESPN. It was another great year for me skipping the brackets. I don't do the brackets. I don't play squares at your Super Bowl party. I'll come to your Super Bowl party. I'll do Jell-O shots, and I'll eat chicken wings, but I ain't doing squares.
Well, I'll do your Jell-O shots and a shot of Grey Goose afterwards. But it's fun to pick them out. I love doing it.
Let's go out to West. Shake it up a bit. West, you've been giving us a lot of hockey winners. I think I told you the story. My brother-in-law is in town. He's actually walks into the house wearing his Blackhawks sweatshirt, you know, the kind of pullover with the hoodie.
Oh, you mean the offensive Indian head?
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes, so we're watching. He goes, let's see if they're on because they're playing the Kings. It was already 3-0.
Yeah, they, you know, with the Blackhawks, if you look at the last 3 seasons and their last 10 games of the season, they have a losing record in the last 10 games. They, you know, like in football, we rest players and. Yeah, you know, they don't play going into the playoffs, and some coaches take a different approach. But the Blackhawks do line shuffles, and most of the teams with depth do. I mean, they're not a safe place to put your money in the last 10 games. I think last year they went 0-4 going into the playoffs.
Yeah, they did pretty good after that, though, didn't they?
They did, and you know if you want to make money, I mean, you tease me about being Pete Rose, but. You know, I would take the points and put your money against the Hawks for every game until the playoffs. It's just their focus is going to be shuffling lines with the recent player acquisitions. But I'm going to a different place this weekend, though. If you want to start it off with a winner, I really love Philly. They play at noon Central Time, playing against Pittsburgh. Those two always play each other really tough and violent. There's probably not a team in the league that's going to out-physical Philadelphia. Gainey Malkin is out for Pittsburgh, so that's one of their top goal scorers, one of the best players in the league. Philly's getting some great play off of some of their young defensive players. I think that's an easy win in Philly. And then tonight, I really like St. Louis. St. Louis went into this road trip with 4 big wins. They're on the West Coast right now. They're coming off of 2 losses. They get Elliott back, their starting goalie. That's going to give them a good boost. And St. Louis is actually alive to take the top seed in the West. They need this win. They're not going to lose 3 in a row. They're going to win pretty good in Vancouver. So Philly, St. Louis, play them individually, parlay them together, get paid.
What about plus 255 minus 1.5 goals on Philly? Plus 255 is nice.
With Philly, it's a coin flip. It's worth doing it. They can come out and put up a bunch of goals. They can come out and just win 2-1.
Right.
I don't know that they have the firepower to cover 1.5, but you know, there's that lucky empty netter.
No, exactly. Like 1.5. And we've talked about that, you know.
Now, yeah, let's 1.5.
Let's get
with
back
St.
though.
Louis at Vancouver.
Yeah, let's get back west to that that's plus 165. By the way, see a big difference. You're absolutely right. You see the difference between. The 255 and 165, so they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. So let's get back to that Pete Rose comment, because you know it was you know it wasn't derogatory at all, and you're not alone.
No.
I cannot tell you how many people we've met over the years here in San Diego that would never think about betting against the Padres, and if you bet against the Padres in the under at Petco Park in every game since it started, We were at that first game, Johnny, remember, against Houston and San Diego State, the college prep team?
Oh, yeah.
The prep game with the college teams. Oh, my God, your winning record is incredible because they stink, but these people, they're homers, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it's hard. It really is. Because remember, if you lose when you bet against your team, then you're kicking yourself. And if you win, your team lost. It's just there's no upside. There's no upside.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty good at knowing when the Blackhawks are not going to show up. I think I texted you last week. I was in Denver, and I something must have been in the air that had me feeling a little weird. But I knew they were going to lose to St. Louis. I mean, they made a comeback, brought it into a shootout, but you know, I just knew that they were going to lose. It winning right now is not their focus. They're shuffling lines and getting ready for the playoffs.
No, you're right, and that's part of knowing your team, buddy, and that's why we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what? When you're dealing with Johnny, when you're dealing with being in a hometown, remember, that's how the Sharpies in Vegas started. They would go down to the bus terminal, and they would collect all the local newspapers out of the bus terminal. This is, you know, a long time ago, before all the world was, you know, CNN and everything. And so what happened is they had a situation where they would get all the local news. And the local news was all about Cincinnati or all about Columbus or wherever that bus came from. And you know what? It made all the difference. Nowadays, of course, it's a little easier to get that information. But when we have the public focus all over the country and they do a lot of the work for us, whether it's Ziggy calling in or Joe calling in from Connecticut with the horse racing, Marvin with the NBA, Tommy dances any dance you can get. Tommy will be calling in later today. So it really is an exciting time. I do want to remind you, all this summer, we're doing all sports. And I remind you how many games aren't available on TV. There's nothing worse than it. So go to watcheverygame.com. We'll be right back. Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Graham is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need sixbetsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, sixbetsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how sixbetsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, It doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movie.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, where the public gives up winners pretty much on a weekly basis. Johnny D's in house.
Oh yeah, bringing the heat. Waiting
Johnny,
for that Mo guy.
You know, you're not afraid to throw a money line parlay in now and then, right?
Oh hell no, I love doing that.
And I mentioned earlier, we the sixbetsagame.com have done really well with the dogs. You saw Thursday we had Buffalo. Last night they had UNI, St. Joe's, and Vatek, who was in the NIT. And Vatek had the ball down by one with like 9 seconds left. Oh, my God, they didn't score. They didn't even get a shot off. But so they went 3-for-3, and they almost swept the money line parlay. It was like 20-to-1. So what are you going to do? Hey, speaking of 20-to-1 shots, I'm not sure what Mo would be on, but he's been on a roll. Mo, you've had a lot of winners recently.
I've done okay. Yeah.
Are you doing? Okay. Are you with the BS Sports Show? Are you taking any advantage of Billy? Because Billy Elvis has been on your bad side for a while now.
Yeah. No. I'm doing okay. I had Stephen F. Austin yesterday in Northern Iowa, so I'm doing all right.
Because I know he went on a streak there, 8 or 9 in a row. You lost to him.
Yeah. Well, you know. He got in my head a little bit, but I'm back on track now.
Yeah, you know what?
That doesn't happen very often.
It happens. No, don't get me wrong. You're human. So anyway, Indiana. They didn't cover, though, did they, last time? Did they cover?
No.
They won, though. They won the game.
They won the game.
Who'd they beat?
Last night they beat you're talking about the Pacers, right?
No. I'm talking about the Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah, they covered, I believe. They beat Chattanooga.
Oh, they crushed them. They crushed them, I think.
Yeah.
But today, Hector from San Diego called, and he likes the Wildcats.
You know, the Hoosiers have been covering quite a little bit for me. I'm going to stick with Indiana today.
Yeah, you could make that argument, no doubt about it, because of the fact that They've covered 4 out of 5. The problem is they ain't played Kentucky. You know?
You're right, but the one thing Kentucky's crushed teams that haven't had good point guard play, and Indiana does have that, and they do have an inside presence as long as he can stay out of foul trouble. And Thomas Robinson, I like the point guard matchup. I think Indiana can hang with them as far as point guards go with Yogi Ferrell. So that's why I like Indiana in this game.
Yeah, Hector said 5, Johnny. I'm showing it as this morning when I printed out as 3. Actually, maybe I printed it yesterday now that I think about it.
Yeah, I've got the line at 3 myself.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll middle it. I said 4, everybody wins. What else you got going in terms of in your brain for opinions?
I like Butler over Virginia. Butler's a tough team. They played better towards the end of the season. I've had Virginia as the first number one team out. I like Butler to knock off Virginia.
Yeah, well, they've won 8. They're 8-2 in their last 10 against the spread. 8-2 is 8-2. I don't care. Like I tell people, if I can get my kids to take out the trash 8 out of 10 weeks, I'm winning.
Yeah, for sure. And I also like Middle Tennessee. They never let Michigan State get in that game yesterday. I think Syracuse, the team that was lucky to be in the tournament. I like Middle Tennessee State over Syracuse. And maybe in the second half, maybe big.
Have you seen a line in that game?
I think it was 4 the last I saw it.
They're getting or giving?
They're getting 4.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I feel that way about Utah. The way you described Syracuse, I feel that way about Utah. I keep seeing Utah not going to win, and they keep winning because they got that kid, in the middle. But they don't look as good as the other teams they're playing. And today they're playing Gonzaga. And I kind of feel the same way that you're discussing Middle Tennessee and Syracuse tomorrow with that game.
I like Utah in the game. Here's what Utah tends to do is they get that stretch in the second half for about 6 or 8 minutes where they just act like they don't know what they're doing, and they let teams back in games a lot. And, you know, Utah usually takes off good in the first half, and then they just have that stretch in the second half to where they just, you know, forget basketball all of a sudden for 6 or 8 minutes and let teams back in, and it becomes a closer game. I think Utah is a team that, can do some damage. I like them against Gonzaga.
Well, I mentioned to Johnny, I had Gonzaga in an open parlay a couple weeks back. I think it was during their tournament, so maybe last week. They go, boy, this March thing goes by quick, don't it? Holy cow, there's a lot of basketball. Man. But I had an open parlay with Gonzaga, and the next day I bet them again, so I hit a Gonzaga parlay.
Nice.
You don't get to do that very often.
You know, a team that I'm high on, though, is Xavier. I like Xavier a lot. I have Xavier actually going to the Final Four. I like the way they play. I like that team a whole bunch this year.
Yeah, they look good yesterday. They definitely look good. They struggled in their tournament, and they were ranked real high because it all started with when Seton Hall beat them. I remember Seton Hall. Theo called in from Connecticut. Seton Hall. He's an alumni. Seton Hall beat Xavier. And then they kind of stumbled a little, but right now it's just got to win your next game. And they don't have to cover, Mo.
Right, that's true. You know, and one to watch today will be fun will be Yale and Duke. I had Duke originally losing this round, which at the time I thought would be the Baylor. But I wouldn't be shocked to see Duke get knocked off today. You know, this Yale team.
Yale's covered. No, the Prince, remember, a lot of those teams that are these teams that are from the smaller conferences, they don't have point spreads on all their games.
Right.
So you really didn't see the point spreads kicking in until their tournaments, and then any dance, whether it's, you know, there's like four tournaments now you can dance in. But the Bulldogs have covered three straight, and the Duke has not covered since February 26th. What's the date? Today's March 19th, right?
Well, that too. And if I'm Vegas and I'm setting the points, where do I go with this game? How do I know what to set it at? There's not a lot of common opponents, and they don't play each other. So this is one where maybe you can take advantage.
No, I would agree. I would agree. I would agree. Anything else?
Those are the ones I like right now. I'm sure I'll come up with more, and I'll hit them up on
Twitter.
So
one more time. I got a pen and paper. I'm actually writing stuff down now.
those are the ones I like. I like Indiana. I like Middle Tennessee. I like Xavier. I like Butler. And I like Yale.
And Utah, too, you said, right? You said Utah, too?
Yeah, I think Utah wins today for sure with Gonzaga.
Okay. All right, so what's going on with the BS Sports Show this week?
We continue to check out the brackets to see who's leading our bet. The loser is going to wear a women's small Taylor Swift T-shirt when we do our show live. And then we'll continue to talk draft prep for the NFL and talk a little bit about Peyton Manning and the Colts and their retirement plans together.
Yeah, you know, I talk about it all the time. They cover so much more than we do. You know, I could barely handle. Okay, but don't get me wrong. In front of me, I got today's the Rebel Stakes from Oaklawn. I got the Pro Football regular season win totals. I have NCAA hoops. I got NBA hoops. I got UFC from Australia. I'm not sure if Billy V's calling in. I haven't heard from him. I've got NHL hockey, and Democrats are up to -260. According to the offshore books in Las Vegas,
jeez,
our next president is going to be Hillary Clinton.
No.
Did you see the Twitter picture of Monica Lewinsky this week, Mo?
No, I didn't.
It said, I'm not quite sure about having another Clinton in the White House. The last one left a bad taste in my mouth. I thought it was great. I liked it. I don't know whose post it was, but I liked it.
The thing is, though, Bill Clinton back in the White House, even if it's the first man, would still be somewhat fun.
Oh, no, exactly. They just may have to put something on his ankle to keep track of him. All right.
Sure.
We'll talk to you next week.
I guess.
Hey, we usually get Bill Clinton's final four picks maybe later in the show.
Yeah, you know what? I remember some of them are still alive. A couple of them might have got knocked out early this year.
Get an intern to call Bill. Hey, I've got a pick.
Go for it.
Okay, here's a game not many people are talking about. University of Arkansas, Little Rock, playing Iowa State. Cyclones are 6-point favorites. Little Rock's a good team. They're 30-4, but they somehow beat Purdue. I tip my hat to them. But they haven't played the level of competition that Iowa State has. This Iowa State is a much better team than their record indicates. They're 22-11 on the season. They got bounced in the first round of the tournament last year. I know they remember that. That Nyang kid is one hell of a college basketball player. He could go for 25-30 today. Iowa State Sweet 16 bound. I like the Cyclones today. One last thing, too. They're the last team to beat Kansas 2 months ago. Iowa State's to play today, fellas.
Yeah, you know, Johnny D, you're right. You saw that with a few of these games on Thursday and Friday, which is the teams that were just from better conferences and had played better teams consistently were winners. But we did see the dogs come out, and it was some incredible finishes. It really was, without a doubt, the craziest 2 days of March Madness that I've seen in a long, long time, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to give out that website for Michigan State Spartans.
All right, so when we come back from break, we've got some we're going to try to get in touch with Billy V because UFC in Australia, I know that he has an opinion on it, and I know that there's some good names. I saw some names even I knew. Even I knew these names. And you know, I don't know a lot of UFC stuff. So we're going to also hear from Tommy. Tommy will have some UFC opinions, so that'll be good there. Tommy will also have some Rebel Stakes. Now, the Rebel Stakes is the 10th race at Oaklawn today. It is a $900,000 race. That is a race. 14 horses. The favorite right now is 3-1. Horse on the outside, Sudden Breaking News. But got a 7-2. Got another 7-2. Couple 6-1s. Open field, these are the kind of races where the public will help us get some money. They've done pretty good. I don't think we've really had a race, Johnny D, that we haven't had the winner. There was one week we didn't really pick anybody. Last week, I think Ziggy gave us the winner, the two. So we'll see what happens. All right, so when you come back, we got as many games as an hour will handle at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm second half Chaz. We got Johnny D in house.
Hey, we got a few lines open. 1-866-405-1717. Let's hear some callers.
Yeah, also don't forget on Facebook, all you got to do is go in the comments and just add comments. Put your picks up there. It's always better if you write them down if you're right. You know what? If you write them down and you're wrong, that's why they call them opinions. Remember, you get an opinion first, and then it becomes a winner. And guess what? What is the most important thing, Johnny? It's that eye test, right? And we've been there. We've gone to those four games when they were at San Diego State.
I can't wait.
It's a long day. It's a long day. But you get to see eight teams. Four of them are continuing to go. So we're going to go up to Charlie in Connecticut because it looks like he would have some opinions.
Hey, I'm here in Brooklyn with Chris and Michael and Theo.
And who'd you see?
Yesterday we saw Temple. That was a great game.
No, you're going to have to refresh our memories. Temple played, yep. They went down to the wire, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a great game. Here, talk to Chris.
Hey, brother.
So what's going on? Who Temple play?
So here's what I got going on. We're sitting here debating. What's more important from a betting standpoint, foul shots or layups? Because we saw some great. I mean, Temple, the guy did three in a row at the end to do a overtime. Awesome.
No, you know what? I cannot tell you how many free throws. And you know what? God bless my old man. He used to say, don't bet hoops. But those, they clank them in college. They clank them. 57%. I'm golly gee, 57%. That's what this guy was shooting. I'm thinking, how do you shoot 57% when you're that big? Put the ball in the hole. So who from that? Now, what was that? That was the, you're in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, that was Temple in Iowa yesterday.
And what do they call the what do they call that region or bracket? What do they call that? Does it have a name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, what team is coming out of there?
Well, we got Notre Dame won, and we got Temple lost. So we got Iowa. So we got those guys coming up. It's good, man. It's all good. The games were good yesterday.
All right. So so your games yesterday, I'm going to have options tomorrow for my opinions, right?
Yep.
Who's the better team? You got two games tomorrow, right?
Yeah. I think Notre Dame won because Michigan lost. You know what I'm saying? They don't do rebounds. They couldn't shoot. This wasn't good. So Notre Dame's a good team, but I don't think they're going to get very far.
Okay. Who else?
I think Iowa's pretty strong. They got rebounds. They did what they had to do. They made shots when they had to make them. So I think they could go one more.
There you go. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, let's go out to Al. Al.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on one second. Can we get Tommy on the line, too? Tommy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Hey. All right, so Al, you got a winner for us, buddy?
I think Kentucky might win.
Yeah, well, you know, Hector likes him. He said it was -5. We got the line as -3, but you know what? Mo likes Indiana. Why do you think Kentucky could win?
I like their guards play. In the last couple of years in the NCAA, the team that has the better guards seems to be going on further, and I like Kentucky's two guards a lot better than I like Indiana's.
Yeah, and plus, you know, guard play is always a big deal in the tourneys, you know?
Right, and Kentucky can throw quite a few big men if they get into foul trouble. And plus, they have a couple of, if you believe it or not, they have a couple of seniors on that team that, you know, have been there and done that. So they have a little bit more leadership than Indiana. I like Calipari as a better coach. So I think Kentucky has a much better chance of beating Indiana than Indiana has of beating Kentucky.
There you go. We'll talk to you next time.
You too, buddy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, buddy.
What do you think of that?
You know, I have Kentucky losing in the championship game, so I think they'll win today.
How's your bracket going?
Well, I had Michigan State in the Final Four, so that's sad. But I called UNI and I called Hawaii yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of dogs. Hey, you know what? I thought I heard some dogs yesterday. Did I hear some dogs?
Yeah, there were some dogs. Absolutely dogs. Yeah, the biggest, when Mo just talked about Iowa, I almost, because they cost, you know how much they cost me in the first half of that game.
Yeah.
I'm not playing well.
Hey, Tommy, and, I had a six-teamer get dribbled out.
They
dribbled out on my six-teamer. They just sat there and dribbled for 23 seconds.
I had another one where I needed a half a point for the over with 29 seconds left, and he went for the last shot, and they lost, and they missed it.
Man, that's a pisser.
Yeah,
it is tough to bet basketball.
I am a winner for you.
All right. Well, you know what? I got three things I want to talk to you about. Give me your winner.
Okay. I'm going to give you Duke over Butler.
You mean over Yale?
4.5.
Duke over Yale.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Over Yale. Yeah. Yes, over Yale.
Given 4.5?
4.5.
Wow, because I got that line at 6.
4.5.
Wow. And okay, what about UFC tonight? I haven't heard from Billy.
I'm not sure. I haven't even looked at the card.
All right, so the top name is Weidman and Rockhold.
Oh, Weidman's fighting Rockhold. I guess they're going to fight for the to see who's going to fight the champ next. Weidman's already beat Rockhold. So I think Weidman could beat him.
He's +160. And then Frank Mir and Mark Hunt. I know those names.
Mir is he's a prolific UFC guy. He fights 6 times a year. He's a ham and egger, but he's got some quality wins on his belt. He's got a win over Brock Lesnar. He's got some good wins on his belt, but he should win this fight. I'm not sure about if they'll knock him out or not. His fight, he doesn't tend to knock a lot of guys out because he's not a big-time puncher.
Right, right.
All right, so actually, Billy's on the line, so we're going to go. Let's do this, Tommy. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go out to Joe from Connecticut because when we're done with Joe, we'll talk with Tommy a little bit about seahorses, the ponies, as we like to call them. We speak fluent pony on Sports Betting Weekly.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So, $900,000, 14 horses. The favorite listed at 3-1. Those are the kind of races they should have every single week. They should just change horse racing, and they should start yesterday.
Hey, I love the big fields. I love the big cards, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, you take race 7, race 8, and race 10. I really think, I mean, UFC does okay. Right? Once a week. Everybody looks forward to it. Horse racing could do the same things, but they've got those slots, and I guess people love the slots, Joe.
Yeah, in Europe, they have a lot of fairs where they'll run cards like this, where, you know, Belmont Park did it in the springtime with the Belmont, and then they have a Belmont Derby in June, in early July, where they just stack big races. The fields are huge, and you just take a beating if you don't have a winner that day.
Yeah, no, it's got to be special. You got to make things special. That's what, when I looked at the NCAA card today, you know, it was special. There's only 11 games. You know, there's only 11 games. The two Saturdays ago, there was 111 games.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. That Duke line today, that's a low line. That's either Vegas taking a nap or Vegas knowing a little more than we do.
Well, they Joe, you know better than I do. They don't sleep very much in there. they know exactly what they're doing. And then hindsight, you figured out what they're doing, but the only problem is you already bet it and the game's over. You know? Hey, so did you get tickets to the Yale game?
No, I was trying. I don't think, I don't know what's going on over here. I don't think people understand economics, that, you know, the game's about to happen. They still got tickets listed for 300, 400, 500. They're going to eat these tickets. I wouldn't be surprised if you watch the first session game, which is Wichita State, Miami, in Providence today, and then there'll be a lot of empty seats. For Yale and Duke, they'll fly in, but those early games, I think it'll be a little empty.
No, yeah, well, you know what? We do the tournament, and it's always funny. There's as much e-commerce after that first game because everybody is going home that lost, so they want to get rid of their tickets.
And that game's chipping off in, 20 minutes?
The Yale Wichita game, no, State, Miami game. Yeah, Wichita State.
11:40 our time.
Two wins today. Two wins already in the tournament.
Who's that?
Wichita State. They won that playing game.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Exactly. And they whacked them, too. In that playing game, they whacked them, I think.
It should be one hell of a game.
Yeah, they're an impressive bunch. They're only a few seasons removed from that magical run they had.
Yep. All right, so let's talk Rebel Stakes.
Rebel Stakes. So it's interesting. The favorite stuck out in the parking lot, break from 12-hole. Baffert has a horse that he was pointing towards the Sunland Derby, which was the horse race mine that Bird ran third in before the Kentucky Derby, and that race got canceled. So he switched plans, and he brought the horse here. They paid $900,000 for him. He's only won a maiden race, and I'm going to take my chances against him. The number 8 horse, American Dubai, is third off a layoff. He took the lead last race and got caught. I think he might have a little more bottom this time, it being his third race off the shelf. And, maybe he gets a little bit slower of a pace, and the 6 hangs around a little bit more, too. I'm going to take my chances in the big field, trying to go against the favorite today.
Well, yeah, you know what? That third race, we'll talk to Tommy. That third race, Tommy, off a break, always seems to be a better race for horses, doesn't it? Well, maybe I lost Tommy. Did I lose Tommy? Hey, Tommy? All right, anyway, off the break, the third race, I don't know why, but the third race always seems like a horses do run better. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they're usually ready to fire. And, you know, I'll take my chance. He came in third in last race. I think he's going to be a slight overlay today. They're betting the horse that came in second. They're betting the horse that won last race, of course. And they're betting Baffert's horse because they paid, coincidentally, $900,000.
I saw that. Yeah, you said that. So that would, of course, the winner's share is at $900,000, but it'd be damn close.
Yeah, they'll chip away at that $900,000. They'll get their money back for sure.
You know, actually, you know what we could do, Johnny, me, you, Steve, we could start a collection here at the radio station, see if we could help them out.
Oh, my wallet's in the car. sorry.
Hey, so Joe, plus at double-digit odds, you know, if you get them in second, you never know. So we'll give it the best. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, good luck to you guys.
All right, Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's SixBetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. Now, I am preparing to go into the garage. So next Saturday, I will not be here. Johnny D will run the show. He could do this show with his tongue cut out. What was the radio station in West Virginia where you're on the billboards for? Do you remember the name, the call letters?
Yeah, V100. I remember those coal miners throwing empty beer bottles in my car, like the Dukes of Hazzard scene.
As you couldn't get out of town fast enough.
1 year in West Virginia. Too bad about Press Virginia. They were upset.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to it. I'll be up at the Sweet 16. At the pond on Saturday. I'll call in for sure. I'll be up and calling in. This is the championshipfootballs.com segment. Remember, that's important. It's championshipfootballs.com. It's not a pretty good year, footballs.com. It's all Alabama, Ole Miss, and Denver Broncos. Check out the autographed footballs too. championshipfootballs.com. They got a radio promo code. So you type in radio when you cash out for $50 on any autographed football. Coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. We are going to do this. We're going to go out to Charles from Sacramento. We're going to hit Marvin with the NBA, but you got to hang around because we have contact with our UFC guru. Bill Vickers is on the line. He will talk to us. Let's go. Charles from San Diego, Sacramento. Charles, you got a winner? Good morning, Charles.
Can you hear me?
You got a winner for us, buddy? Morning.
Yeah, I actually have two. I'm going to go pros and college for you guys.
Look at this.
Start off with college. I like, in my bracket, you know, I'm doing all right. Michigan State hurt me, but other than that, I'm still looking great when the tournament I'm in. I'm going to take Butler on the money line against Virginia. They're both money lines, by the way. That's the first one. I think Butler's got a good team, and I think Virginia's going to choke in the second round. Now, for the pros, I like the Warriors on the money line. I think it's disrespectful that just because they're playing, you know, a good Spurs team on the road, they're the underdog. So I think maybe, what, two games this whole year they've been the underdog? I think the Warriors on the money line is a no-brainer. So those are my two winners for today.
All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Nice pick there.
I got to tell you what a great segue that is, Johnny D, because I'm pulling up Marvin's text from yesterday. He texted me. He said, how is Golden – where is it? I'm going to read exactly. He did some letters, so I'll do some words, you know. But he says, how is Golden State Warriors a four-point dog? What am I missing? That's basically what he said. Marvin, is that what you said basically?
Yes, exactly what I said. But I still don't understand it. I'm just not – it's just not adding up to me. Our team can be 29-7 and 29-7-2 when scoring 115 points. Against the spread, they go 29-7-2.
Unbelievable.
They lit up Dallas last night, so I'm trying to figure out how they're a four-point dog. I love Golden State on the money line today. I mean, I know Kawhi Leonard's probably going to be matched up with Steph Curry today all day, but I still think the Golden State Warriors' offense is too good for the San Antonio Spurs' defense. And against their age, it really is disrespectful to give the Warriors.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things. One is, remember, Joe from Connecticut made a comment about there was one game where he wasn't sure. Maybe it was the Yale-Duke game. He said, you know, he wasn't sure if Vegas was sleeping on this one or they know something. We don't know. And I told him, and you're there. You're in Vegas. They don't sleep very often. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, the odds makers are usually right on. A few times they've been wrong, but I was tempted. I really thought the line would come out the other way with Golden State minus 2 or 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But first minus 4, I really thought it would come out.
And you and I have talked a lot. You know how I like to handle these big matchups. I'll watch the 24 minutes, you know?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be another typical big NBA game where you got the, you know, Warriors and Spurs. It's going to be similar to the Oklahoma City Warrior game a couple weeks back on Saturday night. It's going to be a good game. Spurs crowd is going to be excited. It's going to be amped. It's going to be like a playoff atmosphere again. But again, I think the Golden State Warriors are going to take this game on the money. I mean, I got to take it, guys. These guys are going for the NBA record as far as wins. If I just take the L, I just take the L. But +4, I'll take that on the money line all day with the Warriors. You kidding me?
I agree. Now, listen, just so you know, next Saturday, I'm in the garage. Johnny's going to be running the show. So definitely plan.
Second half chance anyway. Johnny D's got it.
You got it. Just plan a corner and helping him out. He won't be able to talk to ponies with you, but he can't handle anything else.
Oh, you know, we're in a couple more games. You know, we got Miami's hosting Cleveland today. I like them on the money line, too. I'll take Miami and +2 on the money line, and I like Oklahoma City -3. And Indiana, Russell Westbrook's rolling up these triple-doubles like nobody else can. But, three big games in the NBA today, and I love what the NBA is going to be doing today. And
so Golden State on the money line, Miami on the money line, OKC giving 3.
Yeah, give the 3, take the Thunder, definitely take the Warriors.
That's got a three-team parlay written all over it. Hey, congratulations on your World Series of Poker. You're going to be a dealer.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, man. Yeah, I might catch me on TV.
We're going to be working, man.
Cool.
I'm going to go out and buy, what do you call those things, a VCR?
Guys, I keep hearing about you guys coming to Vegas. I look out my window, I don't see anybody.
Nah, we're due. We're working on it. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. So now everybody waited for this, and sure, we teased it. You know, that's what you do in radio. Billy Vickers is joining us. He is actually in Australia as we speak. He told me he would be done with his kangaroo burger and would call us on a landline because he wasn't getting service. Where in Australia is the UFC fights?
I have no idea. Hold on. I don't even know where I am. Who am I? No, it's at the Brisbane Entertainment Center, good old Brisbane, old Queensland, Australia.
It's always nice there this time of year.
Hey, were you able to hear Tommy?
No.
He mentioned a couple. I asked because I told him I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to come on, and I mentioned a couple names. I know Frank Mir. I know Chris Weidman, you know.
I did catch that part of his call. I thought even when you lost Tommy.
Yeah, so let's just cut to the chase because you know what you're talking about. What are you looking at tonight?
Well, you know, what I've been doing since I've been doing your show, I've started to look through and look for anomalies, things that jump out. And one thing that jumped out is the Chad LaPrice-Ross Pearson fight in the undercard. A lot of fighters fight to win. A lot of fighters fight not to lose. In this particular matchup, we have two fighters that like to win. So I see the under, the plus 185, a great start to our parlay. And we jump down to Steve Boston.
Okay, let me interject. Yo. Because, Billy, because it's overseas, that's a 435. So that's fairly early for a UFC fight. That's a 435 start. Our time, San Diego.
I'm on UFC.com. It says it starts at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Pacific. So
yeah, I'm looking at the what they got on the book. So just be careful. It's an early start to the card.
At 7. And then those are online. You have to have UFC Pass to watch the prelims.
Yep.
And then you can catch everything else on
Or Billy. Actually, you don't. All you need to do is go to watcheverygame.com. You get to watch every game.com box. You watch every game and every fight, and you never, ever need anything. You don't have to say you need to have True TV or you need to have UFC Pass. You don't need to have nada. You got the watcheverygame.com box. That's all you need. Oh, you need high-speed internet, of course, you know. All right, what else you got?
And then we've got the Steve Bose, the James Tahuna fight, and I think the over 1.5, the plus 160. Is a good second to our parlay. Yeah,
so that's two dogs in a row, Steve.
Uh-huh.
And then the last that should be our rule.
Tommy talked about. I am a Frank Mir fan. I happened to meet Frank Mir at the bar we go to when he was fighting in town. Was that the
Alley story?
Yeah, him, Benson Henderson, a whole bunch of big names. Manny Gambierian. It was really awesome. We got to meet all these guys and hang out and watch the McGregor fight. And that was just something special. But I've always been a Frank Mir fan. He breaks arms. He takes the biggest Goliaths on, like Brock Lesnar and Dos Santos, all these monsters, and he finds a way to win. With Mark Hunt, he's going to have his hands full. So we're definitely going to be probably looking toward the over on this one. And as far as doing under over parlays, I think that's a good bet on that fight as well.
Yeah, those would be, that's an even money, but still even money. It sure beats minus 110 when you're talking parlay. So if you put a plus, was a plus 180 something, plus 100 and plus 160 together, you're probably 8 to 1 at this point.
That's something. So let me know.
All right, we'll talk.
I know you bet these.
Billy, next week, is there UFC next week?
I haven't checked yet.
Check into it because Johnny's hosting. He needs to have a UFC guy, and Tommy can handle it, but I'd like you to call him too.
Actually, I think there is there's a pay-per-view coming up soon.
Yeah, they might be Costa Rica. This week they're in Australia. Next week they're in Costa Rica. They bounce around. They're amazing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, thanks again. Take Johnny D.
Hey, yeah, one more game I want to mention. UConn Huskies versus Kansas Jayhawks. You know, it wasn't that long ago that UConn went on that crazy stretch run, really from out of nowhere. 2014, we saw them play to win the national championship. But UConn's playing the Kansas Jayhawks today. Jayhawks 8-point favorites, 31-4 in the season, number one seed. They've won 15 games in a row. They're averaging 81 points a game the last six. Their coach, Bill Self, has won more conference championships than games he's lost at home. Anyway, that's a crazy stat.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Jayhawks advanced today in the tournament. I like Kansas over UConn.
Yeah, just so you know, in that game, that is a 6betsagame.com over special because the over in Kansas, 4 out of 5. Over in UConn, 6 out of 8. So that's like 10 out of 13. 10 out of 13 is enough of a percentage for me to consider that a trend.
Hey, you guys keeping score at home, write that one down.
All right, so you like ISU and KU?
Yes, I do, and I like Utah.
also. Yep. My big three plays for today.
Like I said, you know, I've made it clear I'm on the anti-Utah bag game. I don't know why. I don't like him. All right, so next week, Johnny D will be hosting at Sports Betting Weekly. Do me a favor. Always be cashing.